practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. We begin the program this morning with a praise medley, and I trust that this will be an encouragement to your heart and will motivate you to give praise unto God this beautiful Sunday morning that God's given to us. Here it is, the praise medley. Truly, this is the Lord's day, and I trust that you are praising the Lord today for who he is and all that he's done for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. But I also do pray that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today to worship the Lord with others who know the Lord Jesus Christ and want to honor him through their praise and worship. If you don't have a church to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we will have Sunday school this morning at 9:30, our morning service at 10:30, and then our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And since this is the first Sunday of the month, we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. And so I would invite you to drop by and visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. And if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. And you can even write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. But I would encourage you to drop by and visit us if you're in the area. And if we can serve you spiritually, please do not hesitate to contact us. We have a full-service church, as it were, many ministries stemming out of the Faith Baptist Church, and we'd love to have you to be involved. I want to mention that this coming Friday, September the 12th, is going to be a very significant day in the United States of America because it has been designated the Day of the Bible, when the Word of God is to be respected, when the Word of God is to be presented, simply because of the fact that historically we recognize that our country was founded on biblical principles. And not only that, the Bible is the Word of God and gives direction and the pathway to life. And I'm very thankful for the fact that our own congressman here in central Pennsylvania was the one who offered a joint resolution to the United States Congress last week to designate September the 12th as the Day of the Bible. And of course, our congressman is Dr. John Joyce. And this is what he had to say as I play it for you, and listen very carefully to what Dr. Joyce had to say.
Madam Speaker, last Friday, I was proud to join a joint resolution to make September 12th the National Day of the Bible. When the United States Congress met in Philadelphia in 1782, it approved a 1,400-page version of the Bible published by Robert Atkin. This Bible became known as the Bible of the Revolution. This joint resolution will formally designate September 12th as the Day of the Bible to honor the first complete English language Bible that was produced in America. This is an historic moment. This resolution also encourages our schools and other institutions to observe this day and focus on the Bible's significance to our nation's history and to our nation's future. Our nation was founded on the ideals of freedom, including religious freedom. Those who founded this land were fleeing religious persecution. The Bible of the Revolution serves as a reminder of the resilience that set our nation on a path towards freedom as one nation under God. Thank you.
Well, certainly I'm very thankful for Dr. John Joyce presenting that joint resolution to Congress just 2 or 3 days ago. And I'm thankful for the fact that there is the move to designate September the 12th as the Day of the Bible. As a matter of fact, the Lord willing, this coming Friday, I will be going down to Congress Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to be a part of a ceremony to designate September the 12th as the Day of the Bible. If there's anything that we need in America today, it is to get back to the Word of God. And as I said earlier in the program, the United States of America was founded on biblical principles. Principles that come from the Word of God. Even our United States Constitution is biblically based. And unfortunately, in recent years, we've gotten away from the Word of God. And certainly, I sometimes blame the church for doing that. I blame Christians for doing that because we've not proclaimed the Word of God as we should. But I'm praying that the designation of September the 12th as the National Day of the Bible will have an impact across Pennsylvania and across the nation. And I trust and pray that God will take this and use it for His honor and glory. And I would encourage you to pray that as the result of the September the 12th being recognized as the National Day of the Bible, that God will be honored, the people will get back into the Word of God, begin to read it, come to Christ, grow in Christ, so that our nation might get back to the biblical basis upon which it was founded. So thank the Lord for Dr. John Joyce and others who are putting this together, and I encourage you to pray that it will be that which will bring glory to God. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity that we have to be gathered around the radio today. And I thank you particularly for the fact that this coming Friday, September the 12th, is going to be designated the National Day of the Bible. I pray, Father, that you'll take that and use it for your glory, that people will return to your word, seek out truth from your word, and live by your word. Bless this endeavor and use it for your glory, and we'll thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now let's listen to a piano solo entitled Count Your Blessings. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to Psalm 119. Psalm 119 and verse 105, where the Word of God says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." That's Psalm 119, verse 105. Now, before I deliver a message entitled, "Why Honor the Bible," let's listen to a solo entitled, "I'd Rather Have Jesus." And I trust that this is the desire of every one of you under the sound of my voice today, that above everything else that this world has to offer, you'd rather have Jesus. Here's the song, "I'd Rather Have Jesus."
I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true to his holy name. He's fairer than lilies of rarest bloom. He's sweeter than honey from out of the comb. He's all that my hungering spirit needs. I'd rather have Jesus and let him lead than to be the king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than this world affords today. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Well, as I mentioned a moment ago, this coming Friday, September the 12th, is going to be considered and deemed, as it were, the Day of the Bible here in Pennsylvania as well as across the United States of America. And I am thankful for our own Congressman, Dr. John Joyce, who brought that resolution before the Congress in Washington, D.C. And I pray that God will bless this day. I pray that God will bless Dr. John Joyce for making that resolution public. And I just pray that as the ceremony takes place down in Philadelphia this coming Friday evening by those who are supporting this particular measure, that God will take that and bless it. Because if there's anything that we need today in the United States of America, it's to return to the Word of God. Many of our young people today don't recognize that the Bible was the foundation for the United States of America in many ways. I don't have the time to go into all of that on the broadcast this morning, but when you read back into the history of our country, you will find that the Word of God played a very important part in laying the foundation for our country. And many of the principles that are brought forth out of the United States Constitution and that we adhere to today in the United States law is based upon biblical truth. Unfortunately, in many ways, we've gotten away from those truths, we've gotten away from those laws, And it's important that we get back to the Bible. And that's why I'm thankful to be a part of this effort to designate September the 12th, 2025, as the National Day of the Bible. Please pray that God will take that and use it for His glory. But in light of what this coming Friday is going to mean and going to present to our state and to our country, I want to talk today about why we should honor the Bible. Now, I know that many of you would say, well, Pastor Gary, I do honor the Bible and I respect the Bible, but why should we do that? And maybe we are talking to people today that they've never really understood what the Bible is. So let me give some thoughts as to why the Bible should be honored. Number one, the Bible should be honored because it is God's inspired word. Now, certainly we know that God used 40 human authors, but every one of those human authors received directly from God what He would have them to write, so that when we pick up the Bible to read it, we're not just reading the words of Paul or Peter or Isaiah or Jeremiah, but we are reading the words of God. 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 says that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, which means that it is God-breathed. And when you and I pick up the Bible, we are reading God's word, God's expectation, God's direction to mankind. And that's why the Bible should be honored. Secondly, we should honor the Bible because the Bible is the foundation of truth. It is the very foundation for truth. When we read the word of God, we are reading the truth of God. And the Lord Jesus Christ Himself brought this out when He was praying to His Father there in that great high priestly prayer in John chapter 17 and verse 17, where He said, "Sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth." And of course, He was talking about sanctifying those who would become His followers and setting them apart unto God. But the way that sanctification comes is through truth, and the word of God is truth. When you and I pick up the Bible to read it, we are reading truth. You know, we are living in a day when people say there is no such thing as absolute truth. You can think whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can say anything that you want to say about what truth may or may not be. But that's totally foreign to the Word of God, because the Bible teaches us that all truth is in the Scripture. When you and I pick up the Bible and read it, we find out about the truth of God. We find out about the truth of mankind. We find out about the truth of eternity. We find out about the truth of day-by-day living. God's truth is in the Word of God. And if we want to know truth, we need to be in the Word of God, and we should be in the Word of God, because as Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So we should honor the Bible because it is the foundation of truth. Thirdly, we should honor the Bible because the Bible is highly valued by God. It is highly valued by God. Back in Psalm 138 and verse 2, there is an expression that amazes me every time I read it. Psalm 138 and verse 2, where it says this, as the psalmist writes, "I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." Now stop to think about that for just a moment. When we study the Bible, we find that the Bible teaches us that God exalts His name. He wants His name to be lifted up. He wants His name to be glorified. But God Himself has magnified His word above all His name. Stop to think about that. And one of the reasons why we need to respect the Bible and honor the Bible in our own lives, and one of the reasons why it's important that we present the Bible to mankind, as we are going to do this coming Friday in the designation of September the 12th as the National Day of the Bible, is because God highly values His Word. And the more that we live according to God's Word, and the more we promote God's Word, the more God is going to be honored Himself. Fourthly, we should honor the Bible because the Bible brings salvation to mankind. It brings salvation to mankind. It's in the Bible that we learn that God so loved us that He sent His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into the world to provide salvation, so that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And in Romans chapter 10 and verse 17, we find these words as it relates to the Word of God. It says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." How does a person know that they are a sinner and need a Savior? How does the person know that they need to trust Jesus Christ as Savior? Well, it's in the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's the Word of God that brings people to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation. And thus, the Word of God needs to be honored. Number five, the Bible should be honored because of the fact that it does truly bring spiritual maturity in the lives of those who believe it. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, we see that the Apostle Peter is speaking, and he says, "As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby." And the teaching there is that as babies desire milk so that they can grow physically and be nurtured physically, you and I as Christians need to desire the Word of God that we may grow spiritually. And so we need to honor the Bible, because the Bible is God's inspired Word, because the Bible is the foundation of truth, because the Bible is highly valued by God, because the Bible brings salvation to mankind, and because the Bible truly does bring spiritual maturity to those who believe it. I trust that you respect the Bible, and as this effort is going to go forth this coming Friday to designate the Bible as God's Word and how it should be brought back into the public square, I ask you to pray that God will take that and use it for His honor and glory. Thank you so much for joining me today. I trust that you will go to church today. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. God bless you, dear friends.
Get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.